Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're caught in a whirlwind of deadlines, notifications, and endless to-do lists? You know that feeling when the world feels like it's spinning faster than a top on a hot summer day? Well, guess what? I've got just the antidote, nature. Now, before you picture me rambling about granola bars and tie-dye shirts, let me tell you, this isn't your typical tree hugger talk. This is about tapping into something fundamental, our deep, innate connection with the natural world. It's about finding a sense of peace, clarity, and even strength that can help us weather the storms of modern life. So, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into how to develop a stronger connection with nature. I promise you, it's more than just a walk in the park. This is about rewiring your brain for resilience, focus, and pure joy. 5 key takeaways to ignite your nature connection. First up, ditch the screens. Seriously. Those notifications are just noise compared to the symphony of birdsong or the gentle rustle of leaves. Take a conscious step back from the digital world and immerse yourself in the real one. Ever notice how much calmer you feel after spending time by a lake? That's your nervous system saying, thank goodness for some quiet. Second, remember that movement is magic. It doesn't have to be intense, folks. A leisurely hike through a forest, a bike ride along the coast, or even just stretching your limbs under the sun, these simple acts can re-energize you and ground you in the present moment. Think of it as a reset button for your mind and body. Third, engage all your senses. Nature isn't just something to look at, it's a feast for all 5 senses. Listen to the wind whispering through the trees, feel the soft grass beneath your feet, inhale the fresh scent of pine needles, taste the sweetness of ripe berries, and let the warmth of the sun kiss your skin. You're not just observing nature, you're experiencing it on a whole new level. Fourth, embrace the power of mindfulness. Don't just wander through nature, truly be present in each moment. Notice the intricate details, a ladybug crawling on a leaf, a spider weaving its web, a squirrel gathering nuts. This practice helps us slow down, appreciate the little things, and cultivate a deeper sense of peace. And lastly, remember that nature is your teacher. It's constantly reminding us about resilience, adaptability, and the interconnectedness of all living things. We can learn so much from observing the way trees weather storms, how flowers bloom despite adversity, or how animals navigate their environments with such grace. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine yourself on a hike through a dense forest. Sunlight filters through the canopy, dappling the forest floor in warm patches of light. Birdsong fills the air, a melody both soothing and invigorating. You take a deep breath, inhaling the crisp scent of pine needles and damp earth. As you walk, your senses are alive, the rough bark of trees beneath your fingertips, the gentle rustling of leaves as you pass, the soft crunch of gravel beneath your feet. Suddenly, you come to a clearing bathed in sunlight. A small stream meanders through the center, its clear water reflecting the blue sky above. You sit down on a moss-covered rock, closing your eyes and listening to the symphony of nature, the gentle babbling of the stream, the wind whispering through the trees, the distant call of a bird. In this moment, you feel a sense of peace wash over you, a feeling of deep connection to something far greater than yourself. This is the power of nature. It has the ability to ground us, center us, and remind us of our place in the grand scheme of things. Remember, folks, connecting with nature isn't just about taking a few strolls in the park. It's about cultivating a mindful relationship with the world around us. It's about making conscious choices to slow down, unplug, and truly experience the beauty and wonder that surrounds us every day. So get out there, breathe in that fresh air, feel the sun on your skin, and let nature work its magic. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of nature's healing power. Leave a review and tell me your favorite way to connect with the outdoors. I love hearing from you. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom. Until then, keep it real, keep it grounded, and remember, nature always has our backs.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.